Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You want to be a great parent, so you sacrifice for your kids, you commit to things for your kids, but the result is you end up stretching yourself really thin, and by not taking care of your health, your well-being, you end up not being the parent that you could be. And that's where, for me, therapy comes in. I try to work on my own issues. I try to make sure I'm taking care of myself so I can be there for my kids. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible. You can suit it to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dailydad right now to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/dailydad. How to repair. You're going to mess up as a parent. We know this. You're going to say things you regret. Situations are not going to go like you wanted. Their feelings are going to get hurt. Connection capital will be depleted, even overdrawn. This is a given. What is up to you, though, is how and whether you repair after, how you make it right. In her book, Good Inside, which we can't get enough of, you're probably tired of hearing about it, Dr. Becky Kennedy writes of some baseline best practices for repairing. Say you're sorry. Share your reflections with your child, she says, restating your memory of what happened so our kid knows that it wasn't all in their head. And then say what you wish you'd done differently now and in the future. It's important that you take ownership of your role instead of instigating that your child made you react in a certain way. And remember, as a parent, you're your child's role model. When your child sees you as a work in progress, he learns that he too can learn from his struggles and take responsibility when he acts in a way he isn't proud of. This is simple enough, but not easy, especially if you grew up with parents who didn't do this, who never admitted error, who never made things right. But it's something you have to do. It's part of the job. It's part of helping them grow up to be mature and decent and loving, as well as knowing that they are loved. Good parents don't get it right all the time, Dr. Becky reminds us. Good parents repair.